So the picture of a neck is always good in your handouts. I've given you several handouts from the Strangulation Institute that will help you. I would advise you to share those with your attorneys if you end up having to go to court to testify. The nicest one is the head, and it's very clearly, you can see I've got an A here for artery. So the red blood goes up, circulates, and then comes down. This is a V. That's the vein, the jugular vein. Red blood, blue blood. Oxygenated blood is red. Deoxygenated blood is blue. Now, location on your neck, and you can put your hand on your neck and feel this. You're going to feel a pulse. That's generally where the carotid is. Okay, and there's a little muscle over that, so it doesn't hang out like the jugular. Okay, so the carotid has a little more protection than the jugular. For example, if you're a fan of CSI and you watch CSI, you're going to see a lot of throat slashing, and you see that there's immediate spurts of blood. That is the red blood or arterial blood. So they've cut through that little protection there and severed that artery. So they'll bleed out within seconds. So also on your diagram, you've got the artery, the vein, you have the hyoid bone, and that's the only self-articulating bone in your body, and that helps support the tongue, okay? And typically, it's very difficult to break or fracture this bone, all right? But it can be done. As you grow older, and I think it's past age 35, this hyoid bone will fuse. Okay, so it's fused. The thyroid cartilage goes down below that. The chiroid cartilage is there. And then the tracheal rings are what you feel. You can feel your little rings going down. Please do look at the handouts and look at your neck structure. It's really a nice visual.